Word up, word of mouth Wednesday. Word up, this is the word of mouth Wednesday for you today here on September the 8th, 2010. And topics for tonight include the worldwide support campaign for freeing Mark Emery, and also remembering 9/11, the 9 years after the 9/11. Later, and also Hollywood PSYOPs. We'll be playing audio from the Mark Emery farewell tour to stop in Toronto in promotion of the upcoming September 18th worldwide rally that's coming up in a few weeks. And then we got clips from the Architects and Engineers for a 9/11 Truth event a few months ago in anticipation of this weekend's monumental anniversary of September 11th. And plus, I've compiled my thoughts and clips from several months of research about the G20 Toronto spectacle, and tonight I'll lay it all out in a feature called Hogtown Disaster. The G20 was a Hollywood-style psychological operation in mass, with an audio clips and music breaks and more, all tonight on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. My name's Daniel Libby, and stay tuned to CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto. We will be right back right after this.
Wanting to be free, walking in the streets today.
This I know,
he's a peaceful warrior. Speaking only the truth, yet cut down by ruthless lies. Free Mark Emery, and free ourselves. Free Mark Emery.
Word of Mouth Wednesday. That's just the track there in the background, the Ground Luminosity track, Free Mark Emery. And Mark Emery is the political prisoner we're talking about here at the start of the show, because I just want to make sure we get it in today, because we got coming up, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, September the 18th, I think it is going to be the worldwide rally to free Mark Emery. And there was one in the spring. I guess this will be close of the summer, another worldwide rally. And it's sort of coinciding with what's going on, I think, taking place this Friday is the sentencing of Mark Emery, who's right now in a U.S. jail, and but he hasn't been sentenced yet, so that's what's coming up on Friday. And then the actual rally that's going to be taking place on the upcoming one is going to be a rally near the U.S. consulate, so University Avenue, the same spot as the one that was earlier in this year. And you know, hopefully we'll get some more info on that coming up in the next week, as well as, you know, audio from the actual event. But, you know, just to get you in the mood, and just to get you thinking about what's really been going on, here is a clip from the Mark Emery farewell tour when he was in Toronto at Vapor Central, actually not that far from here on Yonge Street. He and this was in the summer of 2009, And Mark Emery made, he went through a lot of things in his farewell tour speech, but one of them was he definitely got into politics. And here is Mark Emery speaking on the topic of Canadian politics.
The man in charge of Canada's space program, Jamie Matthews, the MOST project. It's called Molecular Oscillations of Stars Telescope. It's called the Hubble Telescope because it costs so much less than the American one, which is the Hubble Telescope. And this telescope project is our Canadians, and the mission scientist is Jamie Matthews, and that guy is a total hashhead and smoked many times with me. Even Pierre Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, for better or worse, depending on how you feel, smoked hashish. And his son has smoked with me four or five times, so it really pisses me off when I see Justin Trudeau, who took big daggers with me, is in Parliament actually voting for Bill C-15. What a f***ing hypocrite. What a guy. And I know. Unfathomable. Unthinkable. And that's what you call being whipped. When you can be made to go against what you know, what your own... And we've got a fellow named Scott Reed, who's a member of Parliament for Hastings. It's a conservative party. His wife told me herself she smoked medical marijuana when she was getting cancer treatment. And it did tremendous things for her. Got her through cancer chemotherapy. Her own husband abstained on the vote for Bill C-15. Couldn't even get the courage to vote against it when his wife used medical marijuana in hospital. The hypocrisy is everywhere. Marijuana is so good and does so much for so many. 7 million Canadians use it at least once a year, and a lot of us are totally chronic. It's brought us everything from music, from technology, to cutting news service, major athletes, every form of entertainment and science and architecture. Beautiful music.
Turn it up. So that was some words there from Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot, who is awaiting sentencing on coming up at the end of this week. And then coming up next weekend will be the worldwide rally. Worldwide people, activists will be out trying to get the message out about freeing Mark Emery to the U.S. officials and to the Canadian officials as well. So let me just play another clip here. This one is from the Mark Emery farewell speech, and this is where he gets into, he was asked about President Obama, and then he gets into U.S. politics, his thoughts on President Obama, and as well the politics in California, including the cannabis legalization bills going on. Here is some of the Mark Emery farewell tour 2009 speech.
Man is the President of the United States, and everybody thinks he's so sweet like chocolate and so intelligent, smart, with such a nice family and nice kids. But guess what? The war still goes on in Afghanistan and Iraq. The war is getting wider now in Pakistan. They're bombing villages with drones. They still got Guantanamo Bay. The CIA is never going to account for all its torture. Still got extraordinary rendition. The man has managed to sink the economy by inflating the dollar beyond all belief. More bigger deficits in the United States than ever before. Going to bring that country to its knees. Not a single substantive change has happened since President Obama became president, except one thing. In May 20th, he issued a memorandum to all federal agencies that said we are no longer going to interfere with any state initiative, which very specifically refers in some ways to medical marijuana, but any state initiative. And coming up soon is a vote in the California State House, the Assembly, to legalize marijuana. It's introduced by Tom Amiano. And it's SB 390, and it actually might have the votes to pass. It requires a $50 an ounce tax on each ounce of marijuana sold. They estimate that the price will plummet to $50 an ounce retail and $50 an ounce tax, making it an ounce of California weed, $100 an ounce. They just released a report on my Facebook today that says the California government's accounting office estimates that in the first year they'll get $1.5 billion from direct taxation alone, and then the estimates are that up to 3 million Americans minimum would visit California for up to 2 to 4 weeks if marijuana were legal. Marijuana tourism would cause California to have the strongest economy in the United States almost overnight, as weed heads from Japan and Canada and Europe and the rest of the United States descend on Humboldt County and smoke up every bit of weed that grows in that place. They would make, and they have a $22 billion deficit this year alone. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor who smoked so much weed. I mean, in the movie Pumping Iron, the guy is wazooed out of his gourd. He's smoking a big, huge gagger, and he's laughing his head off in the movie Pumping Iron. Well, He's somewhat been a hypocrite, but he promised finally that if the people in the year 2010, because if they don't pass that law this fall, there's going to be a ballot initiative in California while I'm in jail. So let's do all we can to help that. But in 2010, at the very latest, there's going to be an initiative on the ballot where the people of California are going to vote to legalize marijuana. I assure you, they are going to vote to legalize it. And Governor Schwarzenegger said he would authorize it. He will not stand in the way of the people or their representatives legalizing marijuana. So I truly believe that California will create history as being the first jurisdiction on earth in this century to legalize marijuana for adults. And I would love it to have been Canada. Because I'll tell you what's going to happen. If California legalizes marijuana first, this country will sink into a depression. Because in British Columbia alone, we produce $7 billion of marijuana every year. Canada produces $14 billion of marijuana. If it goes down to $100 an ounce in the United States and people are legally allowed to grow it there, we will lose all our expertise, all our market advantages. BC Bud will just be a memory. No one will be buying it. We'll be importing from the United States. Can you imagine something so humiliating that when they have legal marijuana, we'll actually be importing our weed from California because it will be cheaper, and because it'll be legally grown, it'll be better. I mean, that's just terrible.
Word up. So that was some words there, some knowledge from Mark Emery, who's done a lot of political research, has been involved with politics for a long time as a cannabis activist, trying to get cannabis and related things legalized. And he's calling for, there to be big changes in the economy if this does in fact become legalized. And this is still going on in California. The bill is still I think it's being hasn't been approved yet, but it's still there. And then because this was those words you were just hearing were from the summer of 2009, so over a year ago. It was July 2009 was when he was in Toronto for the farewell tour. And what you can do, though, is check out some websites. You can check out cannabisculture.com. You can check out noextradition.net. You can check out freemark.ca. You can check out dopechef.com to get more information on what's going to be taking place, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, I think it's the 18th, on the worldwide rally to free Mark Emery. And, look up for more information on Mark Emery. And we'll be bringing some more info on that coming up next week as well. But what we're going to go to now on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, when we come back, we'll get right into this G20 mass psyop. But first off, let's just play a track by 95.6. This is Snowsome. Word of Mouth Wednesday, 7-8 p.m. Keep it real. Keep it locked. 88.1.
But you ain't running nada. Boss man sleeping bed at night while you out running product. I deal with CEOs while you in kitchen cutting products. But it don't matter cause in the end you both gon' burn the lava. Thug like talking how you run but you ain't running nada. Boss man sleeping bed at night while you out running product. I deal with CEOs while you in kitchen cutting products. But it don't matter cause in the end you both gon' burn the lava. Come on, make you the brown blood spitting and graph up walls. Welcome to Toronto, it isn't Brooklyn or the Bronx. The pen is mightier than the sword and I'm content to talk. But if it's a revolution that you want, then I gladly pick up blocks. I will put on a uniform and straight up bomb first. The bearer of bad news, the driver of your hearse. Tracks full of red rum, yes, murder in the first. Fill up hospital beds with third degree burns. Listen to what I rhyme about you, why do you think I wear a mask? It's 95.6, dumb, do the math. I'm ready for waterboarding, send me across the border. Duct tape my mouth shut so I don't talk about the order in the courts. Military tribunals under Barack Obama's torch. Military dictatorships in full force. Airstrikes killing civilian casualties with no remorse. Thug life talking how you run, but you ain't running nada. Boss man sleeping bed at night while you out running product. I deal with CEOs while you in kitchen cutting products. But it don't matter cause in the end you both gon' burn the lava. Thug life talking fucking how you run, but you ain't running nada. Boss man sleeping bed at night while you out running product. I deal with CEOs while you in kitchen cutting products. But it don't matter, cause in the end you both don't really love.
Restricted travel, also tires, bags of my eyes, bags under my eyes. I spy with my eyes, license got the smile. Sound sirens crying like candles, never be happy, can never be free. DS4, that can never be me, can never be me, never be me, never be me. In exile, now my feet ain't all this senselessness. See any rack tensions rising, hatred arising. I could see it in their eyes, they smiling, but they wicked. Deep looking at me so wickedly, sick of me, an obstacle, cannot wait to get rid of me. Check one, two, it's 95-6 when the mob hits. Lock me up for terror when Rome falls with convicts. Stolen election, pretending to be president. You think John McCain was really running to be a president? So hide behind the images, those easy fix appendages. No remedy for ignorance. Humble your fall and make the call, it's easy. Action sets the urgency. Call 911 and tell them this is an emergency. 956 is after me, no hiding when truth look free. Acting sets the urgency. Call 911 and tell them this is an emergency. Emergency, 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 emergency.
Emerging from the G20 Toronto meetings has been, you know, one of the reported events with what's been going on here with the protest of you know, the G20. And what we got going on here is hold on a second, I'll just get this phone call here. I'll be right back here. Hold on. All right, word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. Just having some problems here with the computer system. So what I'm going to do here is just go to a compact disc, a CD I got here for you. And then we'll be right back once we're going to try to figure out this audio issues here. But first, I'll go to a track by Plex. I got the Brainstorming CD. It's the one CD I got on me. And we just go with the track. We'll just go with track one here on the CD. It's Brainstorm, New Leaf Entertainment, Plex, Canadian hip hop artist, and this is. Let's go with the. We'll just go with the track here. We'll go with the way it should be. And this is it. This is the track by Plex off the Brainstorm CD. Word up, word of mouth.
turning back after 500 years of terrorist attack. This ain't about race, it's about trying to replace the people in the government that steady lie to your face. I ain't talking about axis of evil or taxes. It's bigger people than the president that practice the art of enslavement. When the towers hit the pavement, they started pointing fingers at some Afghani caveman. And we accept it because we're so naive. They tell us what to buy, what to do, and what to believe. Working on diseases and spread it with bees. Sure, we're running out of oil, let's go get it overseas. They keep increasing the cost of fuel. I don't even drive, so why does this affect me and you? They still using the same tools, drilling like fools, with even better ways to transport the goods to you.
I've got as much as I can take. Don't try and push your religion on me. There's man deciding everybody's fate. We all know that's not the way it should be.
Is this a song about war, politics, or religion? The three are so connected that I can't tell the difference. Now that it's said, I know I'll have to take heat. They'll regret they ever signed the bill for freedom of speech. Cause it's people like me that be connecting the dots. The internet connection and we'll all be in watch. Facebook is cataloging everything that you do, so they can target any threat to their control over you. It's like the Matrix, you can love it or hate this. It's jacked like 95% of your playlist. I made this in hopes of maybe shedding some light. Tomorrow's never guaranteed, so let's just make it through the night. I know right from wrong, so I write the songs in hopes that maybe people will cope and get along. And though it seems a long ways away, it just ain't. I can't do it all alone, I got too much on my plate.
I've had about as much as I can take. Don't try and push your religion on me. There's man deciding everybody's fate. We all know that's not the way it should be.
Every night I go to sleep with the vision of peace, but I know it won't happen, so I'm killing the beast. Yeah, I'm rocking the flows, that's how Ebonic quick goes. I was raised by legends, got the honor of those. Had word to my uncle and a crow dog, man. I used to feel kinda burnt that they stole my land. Now I don't sweat that, they wanna hold my hand. Cause I'm more successful than their own kids, oh damn. They don't wanna stop killing when it's in the Sudan. They want 9/11 truth and no troops in Iran. I don't follow those theories, that's right, you heard me. There's a conspiracy to keep Reswater 30. I stand up for kids up north out of sorts, where the land is barren and suicides are sports. So the few that I support, I tell them don't get played. Economics trumps politics, kid, get paid.
I've had about as much as I can take. Don't try and push your religion on me.
Just love one another. Stop building barriers based on skin color. Kids in Canada with nothing in the fridge, and children in the Middle East fighting for religion. Kinda seems like we've all been brainwashed. We can't get enough, so we take what they got. Now we all need body armor. Here comes another damn suicide bomber. I can't believe that they banned marijuana. We do what we're told instead of what we wanna. It looks as though we're heading towards slaughter. You know it, when we're all killing over water.
We're killing ourselves. Isn't it strange? I know the change is just around the corner. We're killing ourselves. Isn't it strange? I know the change is just around the corner.
This is Kevin Annett with the friends and relatives of the disappeared, and I want you to listen to Word of Mouth Wednesday. And please listen to our website, Hidden From History.
Build strength, strength, turn abroad, your time to ride. Forget that suicide, live the next day better than the last. Think about tomorrow, don't forget about the past. Have fun, don't run too fast. It's known to kick you in the ass. And honestly, I wanna see you alive. Tell you old enough to drive, man, you gotta survive. What the f***? Spare change, man, it's all about change. It's all about change.
We're killing ourselves, isn't it strange? I know the change is just around the corner. Strange. I know the change is just around the corner.
No solution, no revolution. Revelation proving the poor losing. We're choosing between me and you and easily bruising. The planet amusing, fantasies that keep us enthusing. We unmoved when powers are abused. We cool, just buy new shoes. They think a contribution is huge to the economy, you fools. Big jewels and pro tools. I got Cubase on an Atari Mega ST2. With a disc drive that's slightly askew. I make beats and write rhymes too. An instrumental from Doug from the Dew. I mean flex, there ain't no excuse. Don't take the chip off for the rules. They in on it too, so don't listen to the news. It's been a new world order since Bush. Too. I drink a brew and sometimes listen to you.
Killing ourselves, isn't it strange? I know the change is just around the corner.
Cause
we're killing ourselves, isn't it strange? I know the change is just around the corner.
Because we're
killing ourselves, isn't it strange? I know the change is just around the corner.
We're killing ourselves.
Up, Word of Mouth Wednesday, back here on the show. It's about 7:32 p.m. Sorry about that delay there. We're just having some trouble here with our computer system, where I usually play the MP3s I got for the show. I prepared a few of the audio clips and some interviews that looks like we might not be able to get into them unless we can get this computer going back on, because there's some trouble with the sound quality that's coming out. So what I'll do is, I'll just keep talking for a bit, because I was planning to do that a bit today, and I was getting into the topic of the G20 psychological operation, what I've been trying to research, trying to figure out. And I actually found a resource guide, a trauma resource guide, a resource guide for anyone impacted by the events of the G20 in Toronto that you can find online. And it's a socio-social trauma resource guide introducing to the trauma recovery by Sandy McDonald of the Harmony Counseling and Coaching. And it speaks about acute trauma, and then it goes into acute trauma is what most people are experiencing. Gaining knowledge of acute trauma is the first step to empowerment. And so what is this acute trauma? Well, it can include disassociation, which is like a feeling numb or poor concentration, forgetfulness, constriction, such as going into a state of surrender or discontention, alternating with the reliving of the event. And then the reliving of the event, you know, the intrusion, such as reliving the event in its present and unable to think of anything else, nightmares, hyperarousal, such as always being on alert. Also, denial of the atrocities, such as this couldn't possibly happen in Canada, conflicted with the desire to talk about what has happened, and then also the desire to shout out loud what has happened. So this is the things to look out for. These are the ordinary responses to acute trauma that you could see from what's gone on with the G20, and then, you know, I think there's some people maybe aren't looking to talk about it just because of what's gone on with them. But then other people have been talking a lot about it, like as you've heard on this show, just trying to get the word out about what's happened. And maybe it is a bit of a coping, trauma coping kind of thing. Well, what's interesting is that it gets into this document here. It gets into the recovery, and the recovery. You know, they're talking about three steps, including safety, remembrance and mourning, and reconnection. So that, you know, that's what they're looking into. And you can get more info on this. You can check out, there's a Facebook group for free counseling after the GHG20. And I guess this document's from July. And then there's a few, they got a few different websites talking about activist-trauma.net. There is some, there is some interesting reactions that people have had to the G20, and possibly the most interesting is what we've been seeing going on with Charlie Veach, the head of the Love Police. I'd say the former head of the Love Police, and I only say former because in his latest YouTube, Charlie Veach, the same guy that was arrested in Toronto before the G20 and accused of being the out of town activist ringleader, Charlie Veach is actually on his latest YouTube, he states, if you go to youtube.com/cveach, you can see it. He states that he is done with the Love Police, that this is the last Love Police video, and that he is done speaking on a megaphone. He's done with the Megaphone Act, and this is how Charlie Veach is known in the activist community as the Love Police, because he would get on the megaphone and say, you know, absurd things. That's how sort of how he got known, is his comedy skills, along with trying to get a message out, or sometimes a very sarcastic message. And what's gone on now is one of the most shocking, is what Charlie Veach has turned into, because he's started posting videos now under a pseudonym. I think it's something like Damien Rockefeller. He says he's from Blue Fire Corporation, and he's taken it to an extreme extent in terms of the sarcastic symbology, or possibly the trauma, the acute trauma from being arrested at the G20, and I was going to play, that was one of the clips I was planning to play, was the clip when I got to speak with him in Toronto, where he's talking about, well, I guess he was giving it a full, sort of like a news conference, talking about what his ordeal was in the Trontanamo Bay. And, you know, I guess since he's been back in England, in the United Kingdom, he was arrested in Scotland recently, I think, another few more hours in jail, and then now he's totally different on YouTube. You see him, within his most recent videos, you can see him where he says that the Love Police is done, and that he's sort of changed character, changed his gimmick. But, well, that's just one example of what we're seeing in terms of the social, psychological traumas going on. And there's a whole lot more, but I just got to let someone in here, so I'll just play. Here is a quick track here from the Brainstorming CD. Let me just play the first one here, just Brainstorm. We'll be back here, Word of Mouth Wednesday.
Welcome to the album. This is my first one. I know it took some time, but it's finally done. And I brought some friends and they brought guitars. We got 8 Indians squeezed into a car. Came down to the studio and spilled our hearts. Now we leave it to the critics just to pick it apart. Don't expect no glitz, no glam, no jewels, no Rolls Royce and no mansions with pools. I came up from the gutter, brother, times is hard. 118 Ave, the Dirty Boulevard. If you're looking for truth, wisdom and more, thank you and welcome to the Brainstorm.
So you can't play anything off. Yo, Word Up. This is Word of Mouth Wednesday back here on here. And that was just the first track there on the Brainstorm. That was a Brainstorm track. Just a quick one there as I had take care of some stuff in the studio. But now we're back on the air. And speaking with you today, I had a few more clips. Well, you know, we're going to have a lot more content to play next week. But, you know, that might speed things up if I just explain what I was going to explain this week, and then we can just get right into it next week. Because speaking of this, this operation, what we've seen gone on. Let me just say that the reason that I was starting to call this the Hollywood PSYOP is because we have features of what's going on in movies. And I think a lot of people know about movies here in Toronto. We've got the Toronto Film Festival starting tomorrow. So that's why I thought it would be a great time to kind of lay out my thoughts on this issue, just because we're leading into this Hollywood coming to Toronto. Hollywood, you know, Hollywood North is sometimes what Toronto's known as. And one of the G20's greatest set pieces was actually in the Toronto Film Studios, and that was the mass detention center known as Trontanamo Bay or Guantanamo Studios or a lot of different names it's come to be known as, but it definitely seems like a scary place. And the people that were taken there in, well, there's all kinds of arrests that whole G20 weekend, but then there was also the key moments were certain periods of mass detention. And before I list those, though, I'm going to keep on going through the sets. We're talking about the major set piece being The Fence. The Fence, which came out to be over $9 million. Originally, it was billed to be under $5 million in cost, and then it came out to over $9 million in cost. And The Fence took up a lot of the downtown core. The first time I saw The Fence was when I was biking here to CKLN, because The Fence stretched down to the lake around where the Queen's Quay area is, one of the hotels down there. Another props that they had, we're talking about CCTV cameras. We're talking about 77, I believe it was, installed just for the G20 event. 77 CCTV closed circuit television cameras for the security. Also announced before the G20 was cell phone jamming. They were warning people that during that weekend their cell phones could be jammed, and I have had that confirmed from Dan Dix, who said that he believed his cell phone was jammed as he was trying to coordinate with the Press for Truth team the filming of that weekend. Also, there was the horse tramplings. Now, the horse tramplings was a... You know, I'm not saying that's a proper set piece, but I am saying that there was an interesting moment that I saw that I had recorded. I was gonna play a quick audio clip from what happened in that that instance where it was announced that there had been a. It was CTV News got exclusive footage of a rehearsal at Ontario Place of the horses. So they were rehearsing how to disperse protesters with horses at Ontario Place weeks before, and those methods were used in Queen's Park when they shut down Queen's Park in one of these mass arrest situations. The mass arrest situations, let me go through them, where hundreds of people were arrested. First, on the Saturday evening, okay, it wasn't, this was the mass shutdown of Queen's Park, the free speech zone, which I was there on the west side, sort of the northwest side, and we were forced out into a street, and then just everyone was just allowed to walk. I guess the people that got in where there's a big, you know, more of a confrontation, you can see the clips on, if you check out the G20 Exposed documentary or check out YouTube for the Queen's Park shutdown, you see the hardcore showdown between the people in the middle of Queen's Park and the police that basically surrounded the whole Queen's Park. And then I guess they're saying, you know, up to... a few hundred people were arrested in that general vicinity. And it wasn't just in the Queen's Park Circle near the provincial building. It was all over that area, as we know, because we've interviewed a candidate for mayor, Selwyn Firth, who was just on the U of T campus area when he was arrested around the same time as they were doing this mass shutdown of the free speech zone. Then what happened on the Saturday night? The Saturday night was a mass arrest at Esplanade area, which was definitely made the media rounds because of the help of local media such as Steve Paikin of TVO, getting the story out about what he saw, the brutality against journalist Jesse Rosenfeld. I was going to play a bit of the Jesse Rosenfeld Rabble podcast interview, and maybe I'll get into that next week, and because I'm meaning to play it for a few weeks. And, you know, because Jesse Rosenfeld went through a lot, and I actually know him just from back in the high school days. I went to the same high school as him. He was a year younger, but he was definitely on a fast track, so he's in a few of my classes, and I guess he's been a foreign correspondent overseas. He's been doing the news, and, well, after what happened at the mass arrest in the Esplanade, and this was at night, this was a nighttime arrest, and from the people that I know, though, that were there that told me about it, was that they closed in on the group of protesters, surrounded them, did this kettling drill right as it was starting to rain. Coincidentally, much like the next day and the Sunday, but we're going to get to that one, because Sunday morning, there was the next mass arrest, U of T campus. They raided the gymnasium of the graduate students, residents early in the morning, and they said that a lot of the people that had been in this graduate students union gymnasium they're being accused of the vandalism, and a lot of the people were from Quebec, so you know you're seeing the national discrimination on nationality, Quebecois, and they are still all charged. I guess the people that were on the buses from Montreal a few weeks ago when they did the mass court appearance have to come back for another date. So then when this hit the news that this U of T grad gym had been raided, then it turned into a protest in front of the Hollywood studio, the Eastern Avenue Detention Center, a major protest, and then again... that morning, then Sunday morning, was another mass arrest of a bunch of the protesters that were there. And this is where we're starting to get into, you know, some of the most extreme setups that we're seeing, sensationalist setups. When we're seeing a woman, Lacey McCauley, who we interviewed a few weeks ago, who was a journalist from Washington, who was thrown in the back of a van, and then the van drives off with the door. As they're like closing the door, basically, you can see there's a bunch of male officers like sitting on her, and then they're sliding the door closed as the van is driving off really fast from a huge crowd of demonstrators. Then we get into, and I had heard of this when I was Sunday. I went down to almost the G20. Ground zero there at King and Bay. I checked out what was going on there on the Sunday, and that's when I got the audio with Charlie Veach, and I got, witnessed what was going on between the Love Police protest, as well as there was a quiet religious vigil going on, and, sort of protest competition. And I've been hearing from people in the crowd that anyone who went down, it was going down to the film studios, was going to be arrested. So, I didn't want to go. I guess a lot of people, when they started doing these arrests, I guess maybe that probably got a lot of the people to disperse that were protesting. But then I think a lot of them stayed around too, because I heard stories of when people had been released later that night or the next day, that there was a few people to greet them at least. But Sunday evening was the main one, and the Sunday evening, that was the end of the G20, was the main standoff, the main spectacle for the media, was a Queen and Spadina mass kettle. And I have the first-hand experience of this, because I was there, and I remember telling the people there, just because we're basically surrounded by riot cops, and there's a lot of people that didn't know each other, because we're just all in the same basic area, and now we're forced to stand, with each other. So we got to talking, and I said that I thought that this was just a media event, and that I think we're live on TV right now. And I pointed to the helicopters flying up in the air, and then I said, I bet you they're filming us right now and saying that we're the Black Bloc and that they have a big standoff going on right now. And I got a bit of that when I watched this. I checked out the CB24 coverage. I did get a bit of that in the at the start of this of the kettle. But then by the end of it, by the end after it had been a few hours in the rain, even the news media turned on the police tactic. And basically, that mass arrest, even though there was, they're saying, you know, over 100 people were arrested, or maybe a few hundred, there was still, you know, definitely over 100 people that were allowed to just leave. And I was one of those people. By around 10 p.m., after almost 4 hours of standing there. And that was one of the things that the chief of police, Bill Blair, has apologized about, sort of not really apologized, but admitted some responsibility for that when he made some comments in the print media last week that he was that there was problems with that, and that also that he made some sort of statement that he said that when he was informed that this was going on, that the Queen and Spadina was going on, that he told the person that told him, release those people immediately. But you know, I don't totally know about that, you know, if that's how it went down. But well, you can see just from those examples, and from some of the stories that you've heard, if you've been listening to the Word of Mouth Wednesday, about what went on inside the this temporary detention center, that it was definitely a psychological operation. So where do I get away with the Hollywood aspect of my my thoughts on the G20? And these are I'm saying these are just my thoughts. They're not necessarily the views of this station or anybody else that's at this station or, you know, anybody else in the city. I'm just saying that this, from what I've been thinking about with this and I'm serious about this, and I'm not trying to make a joke of this, but what I'm trying to do is bring forward my view of what I think about in terms of this Hollywood thing with the G20. And when I think of the G20 and who would be, if there was a movie, who would be the main characters or the main conflict, it would be between the riot cops and the Black Bloc. So what I did was I analyzed these segments and broke them up into two different sort of archetypes, Hollywood archetypes, and I've matched them up with characters from popular movies. So why don't we start off with the Black Bloc? The Black Bloc, for inspiration, I found the movie, and this was a classic from my childhood, and probably from a lot of people's, you know, childhoods. This was my thoughts was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Not the actual Ninja Turtles were like Black Bloc, but that the Foot Clan, the villains of the Ninja Turtles, share some striking characteristics that are very similar. The Foot Clan, the opening of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1990 movie by Golden Harvest New Line Cinema, directed by Steve Barron, starts with a news report about a criminal syndicate terrorizing the city, a crime wave of vandalism and looting. As youngsters covered all in black, or, you know, they're a secret group that, you know, the media is trying to figure out who they are. Then you see throughout the movie, there's definitely lots of breaking glass. We see some of the identities of the youngsters, and maybe we don't see in the G20 Toronto, we didn't see as much looting as the Foot Clan is in these movies, but there is even examples of that. Now, the main Foot Clan member, or that we become known in the movie, is a kid named Danny Pennington. Danny Pennington is a white kid. He's probably middle class because his dad is a newscaster, and he almost fits the way that the media was trying to describe the Black Bloc, And if you at all watch Michael Korn, for instance, Michael Korn, the CTS programmer, you'd hear him saying that the Black Bloc, we knew the Black Bloc was suburban, middle-class white kids that came to Toronto to do this. This fits in line with this character, Danny Pennington, this Foot Clan character from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. If it's interesting too that there was reports during the G20 of protesters emerging from sewers, which was which is seen with the Foot Clan in the Ninja Turtles movie as well. There was lots of breaking glass in the Ninja Turtles movie, but then at the end of the movie, you see the chief of police of the city demanding answers, and he calls over a Foot Clan member, and he's demanding that he gives information, such as what we're seeing now with this hunt for the Black Bloc in the media. And then the actor that's playing this Foot Clan character, just one of the Foot Clan goons, is actually a famous actor right now, current star known as Sam Rockwell. And so he's only got one line in the whole movie, and he basically gives the chief some info. He turns him in. He's sort of the rat, but that's just another strange coincidence. That's like the what we've seen gone on. Well, why don't we move on to the Riot Cops and talk about a 1977 classic movie, Lucasfilm Limited, 20th Century Fox. Director George Lucas presented Star Wars. So what I thought of when I saw these huge rows of the Riot Cops, I thought of stormtroopers, and I thought of there being no, these Riot Cops had their badge numbers covered up, and there was no identification on them, sort of like how the stormtroopers, you can't tell them apart. In the movie The New Hope, the first of the Star Wars series, you see stormtroopers on the hunt for droids, much like the police officers that were scattered around downtown during the G20 were on the hunt for the vandals, the anarchists. And how do they do this hunt? Well, what we see in Star Wars, on a remote desert planet near a Mos Eisley spaceport, there is a checkpoint where they're IDing people. And they pull over the hover car that has the droids and has the Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi inside. And they're looking for identification. And then Obi-Wan Kenobi, since he's got a Jedi techniques, uses a hypnosis technique and convinces the stormtroopers that they don't need to see his identification. Speaking about Luke Skywalker's identification. This we saw throughout the whole weekend, mass ID checks. And, they got popular even before the whole G20 summit began with Derek Soberall's ID check that went viral on YouTube and on InfoWars. And what we're seeing now is that Derek's ID check has made it into the latest Robert Menard, Free Man on the Land, C-3PO series, coincidentally titled C-3PO, which stands for the Canadian Common Corps of Peace Officers, a 10-part series that breaks down this ID check and why this ID check was unlawful. And Robert Menard is almost, this is the coincidence here, Robert Menard's almost filling in the Obi-Wan Kenobi role to Derek's Luke Skywalker as Robert Menard is explaining the info of why they don't need to see his identification. Speaking of the cops who were in the G20 and the citizens of Toronto that had to deal with these massive checks. And, well, there's a lot more we could get into, and I'm sure there's a lot more we'll be getting into in the future weeks that we've got coming up here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. And what I'm going to do, though, just to wrap up the show, is just make sure that I announce the events coming up, because we didn't get enough time this episode to play some of the clips from the 9/11 Truth, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth event that took place. But I just want to remind you all that this Saturday is the anniversary, the September 11th anniversary, 2010, 9 years later, remembering September 11th, and Toronto True Seekers will be down at the Yonge Dundas Square. We got DVDs, we've got information, and we'll be trying to get the word out on 9/11 for the anniversary. So check it out this Saturday afternoon, Yonge Dundas Square. And we'll even have a few Copies of the G20 Exposed DVD. G20 Exposed DVD is now available. If you're looking for more info on the G20 that the Toronto Tree Seekers got at the Street Action, and then also stay tuned for next Saturday, September the 18th, for the Worldwide Rally to Free Mark Emery, and we're going to hopefully have more info on that next week as well. And then stay tuned on here on CKLN 88.1 FM. We've got our next show coming up next is the Blues Dr. Julie Hill with the Blue Remedy. So stay tuned for that. And just to take you out here on the word of mouth, why don't we just play here just a quick clip here. While we wait for Julie to get back, my name's Daniel Libby. This
you
is the word of mouth.
Four police cruisers were purposely left by the police.
I don't think four were. I think if any, it was one or two. And again, I'm not conspiracy theorizing here. I leave that
you
for
are,
my colleagues
actually,
on the left.
Exactly what you
no,
are doing.
I'm reporting on conspiracy theories that I've read in
even
respectable
publications. Even to repeat it has been part of the problem.
Yeah, so that was just a clip from Michael Corn there. There is no conspiracy with the G20. Just remember that the truth is out there, and we're still looking for it, even if you aren't. Word up. My name is Daniel Levy. This has been the Word of Mouth Wednesday, and stay tuned for the Blue Remedy. The Blues Dr. Julie Hill. Much respect. Word is bond. Word out.